Saturday with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the country's judges have voted this morning in favour of proposed new guidelines for personal injury cases. Now, do these guidelines go far enough? And should it be the judges deciding on this in the first place? I'm joined now by Peter Boland from the Alliance for Insurance Reform and Mairead Carey, former journalist and barrister, now a solicitor. Mairead, can I ask you first your reaction to this news today that the judges have, despite some dissent, we understand, decided to go ahead with these new guidelines?
I find it quite troubling, Katie, to be honest. I'm not necessarily surprised. There's been intensive lobbying in recent years, and obviously the insurance company have been demanding cuts in awards of 80%. But this decision affects thousands of people with genuine injuries, and it will affect them now and into the future. It is a very serious decision. It seems to me that it is a decision that should have been made in the Dáil in an open and transparent way where all voices could have been heard, but instead it was made in secret without any consultations by judges behind closed doors. I think it's actually very troubling.
Peter Boland, very troubling, Mairead Carey says there, but you've been campaigning for this for many years. Do we have Peter on the line there?
Yes, hello.
Peter, are you hearing us there?
I am indeed, Katie. Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mairead Carey there is saying she's very troubled by this move today to support these.
Well, you're correct in saying that we've been calling them for these for years now because we're in an existential crisis when it comes to insurance costs in this country. And at the heart of it are damages for minor, fully recovered injuries. We had asked the Judicial Council to deliver an average 80% reduction, which, whilst that might sound severe, really only reflects the norms in other European countries and the norms established by the Court of Appeal in decisions over the last number of years. However, early indications would suggest that what we've got instead is about a 52% reduction across a basket of typical minor injuries. So this is nowhere near sufficient. Essentially, what it will do is move us to a situation where our damages are twice as high as in England and Wales. And on whiplash in England and Wales, which accounts for 70% of soft tissue claims, they are moving to much lower levels in May. So we're still completely out of kilter with comparable jurisdictions. And we are today calling on government to take over this situation, as they are constitutionally entitled to do, and cap damages at a level which will make insurance costs sustainable for policyholders.
Are you clear, though? Yeah, Mairead, if I can bring you back in.
Yes, Katie, just in terms of the English situation there, do you remember, for example, the women who were affected by contaminated blood products in the 80s and the haemophiliacs who contracted hepatitis C and HIV as a result of contaminated blood products? We compensated those people in the 90s. In the UK, there is currently an investigation or inquiry going on to decide whether people who were infected by contaminated blood products should be compensated at all. Why would we want to follow their example? Why would we want to follow their lead?
But the difference between the level of payouts in relation to soft tissue, minor soft tissue injuries, is really eye-watering when you compare our award levels to, in particular, the award levels in England and Wales.
Well, if you take the low-paid worker, and I think this will really impact them, Katie, if you take somebody who's injured at work, for example, or who's injured in a road traffic accident, who has your soft tissue injuries, you know, they're on minimum wage. They're not going to have sick pay. They have to work through their injuries. If they still have back pain in a year's time, they might have been expected to receive about 16,000 in compensation. That was last week's case. Next week, it would appear that they might get as little as 500 euros up to 3,000. On that basis, they won't be able to get legal representation, for example. And what's going to happen then, I think...
Why won't they be able to get legal representation?
Because they won't be able to pay for it. Because PIAB doesn't award costs. Because the money that somebody gets in PIAB pays for the legal representation they now get. And that's not sustainable going forward. But what will happen, I think, is that people in this country have a constitutional right of access to the courts. We have a legal aid system, and they will have to turn to that legal aid system, and they will have to ask for assistance in representing them in those kind of cases. And, Katie, it is the taxpayer who will foot the bill for that. It is the taxpayer who will pay for the medical report. It is the taxpayer who will pay for the engineer's report. And it will be the taxpayer who pays for their representation in court when the insurance company decide to fight cases. That's the reality of it. This is another subsidy for the insurance company. In circumstances where, just a year ago, Katie, the insurance company had earnings of $142 million. This is about boosting insurance company profits and let people not be.
But I suppose, Mairead, people will say, listening to you, that it's about boosting. That you would say that, wouldn't you? Because this is personal injury payments and fees are a big part of the income for solicitors and for indeed your colleagues, ex-colleagues in the law library.
But, Katie, this is about PIAB claims. If you want to have a personal injury case, you have to take your case to PIAB. You have to take it to the Personal Injury Assessment Board. And they don't award costs. So I'm looking at the Irish Times here, and the Irish Times is telling me now that in cases of minor brain damage or head injury, which haven't recovered within 6 months, people can now expect to get an award of between €500 and €3,000. And ask yourself, is that fair?
Okay.
And this affects every injury, Katie. It's not just whiplash cases. It affects the cervical cases just as much.
Sorry, Katie. There's just some outrageous stuff being wheeled out here. At the heart of this is affordability of insurance for Irish society. And this is the focus has always and rightly been on general damages for minor injuries. Wheeling in issues such as blood product cases back in the 80s and 90s or cervical cancer have nothing to do with minor fully recovered injuries, cannot afford to continue to compensate at the level that we have been compensating. This is a complete red herring.
Can I ask you, Peter, are you confident that this will have an impact on premiums?
As it stands, it will have some impact, and we will call on insurers to react immediately to this, but nowhere near the level of impact that we need in order to make insurance affordable again. Because remember, we're talking about an existential situation here. We were already closing businesses and voluntary and community groups before COVID-19 happened. And if we are to see Ireland recover from COVID-19, either as an economy or as a society in general, we cannot continue to hand out the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that we consistently have on minor, fully recovered soft tissue injuries because they are just unaffordable by international standards and they're unaffordable here in Ireland.
Okay, Kieran O'Donnell, this doesn't go far enough, Peter Boland says.
I welcome it as a good first step. It's now going to Helen McEntee as Minister for Justice, who will bring it to Cabinet next week. And look to have it implemented as quickly as possible. This is about striking a balance. We can't have the awards so out of kilter with other jurisdictions of minor injury. Secondly, we must bring premiums down for hard-pressed consumers out there, business and personal. And can I just make one point? We had the insurance companies in before the Ryan's Committee in 2019. I identified they were making over 100 million of super profits above what they needed to earn. They gave a commitment there publicly, all of them, that if the awards came down, they would reduce their premiums pro rata. I will be holding
pro rata.
Pro rata. And I'll be holding. And I unearthed
that. So if the awards come down by 52%, our premiums will come down by 52%.
They're telling me that they will do it pro rata. And I will hold them to that because I forensically went through each of the companies. They were making excessive profits. So they have to play their part as well as the judiciary coming forward now and reducing the rate.
I think first of all, it has to be said, when a person has an injury or has a loss of some kind, whatever it is, and they have insurance, they're entitled to be compensated for it.
Correct.
That's the first thing, and that's a principle that should be there. Now, the difficulty that I have with a lot of this is that the insurance industry always has reasons why the premiums are so high. And there's always the reason is somebody else. It's always the compensation has been paid out is too much. There's fraud. There's this, there's that, there's the other. And when you get in and you actually look at it, in many, many cases, a lot of that is bogus. They continually have dual price, and they have, Pearse Doherty has brought legislation in regard to that recently.
And the government has brought forward
the government has had action plans for the past 10 years.
No,
but premiums have continued to go up
in place,
and have gone. I mean, I think the premiums in Ireland are probably twice what they are in most other European countries. Now, the payouts for minor tissue injuries is an issue that needs to be dealt with, definitely. But the payouts across the wider scale of it are not that much above other European countries.
The reality is that we have serious profiteering
by the major insurance companies in Ireland because it's a closed shop. And that needs to be opened up.
I know the profits they're making.
Yes.
So it's now up to the insurance companies to show good faith and reduce the premiums per rat.
Well, we need to see those insurance...
Isn't it the situation that they have never shown good faith?
That's exactly the problem, for example, jury trials
for personal injury case be stopped, they were stopped and premium didn't come down. When they demanded a personal injuries assessment board to be introduced and it was done, premiums didn't come down.
The government will be holding to account on this.
Excuse me, Katie, I need to clarify that because that's ridiculous. It's incorrect.
Peter Boland.
Yeah, two things from a clarity point of view. First of all, when the Personal Injuries Assessment Board was introduced, motor insurance premiums in this country came down by 42% over the next 8 years and only started to go back up again when the good work done by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board was unravelled by constant legal challenges. And just in terms of clarity on this, and it's very important to note, by far the biggest element of every insurance premium is taken up by compensation. And it is interesting to note that according to the Central Bank, in comprehensive data that we have on the motor sector now, the legal profession take out almost precisely the same amount in fees as insurers do in profits. So clearly there's a lot of money at stake here. There's a lot of income at stake, more to the point. And so positions have been taken on this. But the reality of it is that as it stands with the new guidelines today, say for whiplash minor substantially recovered, which is one of the descriptions in the Book of Quantum, that was fixed at 15,700 in Ireland. It's been reduced now to 6,000 euro. In England and Wales, it's 4,192 euro, and that's due to drop to 1,400 euro in May. So it puts us, we will be back to being out of kilter by a factor of four in May.
It's still a significant drop. I think the most important thing now...
But in relation to the super profits that you talked about there, what is the government going to do about that?
We brought in the Judicial Council Bill. One of those was that they had to set up a committee to look at the Book of Quantum, which they've done, and the guidelines. That's now been passed by the Judicial Council, the judges. It's now gone to the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, and government will act at the cabinet meeting on Tuesday. And I think the key thing now is we need to see the insurance companies coming up and effectively reducing the premiums. That we have to see that. And I accept, if someone has had a serious injury, yes, they're entitled to absolute compensation. But there was a situation with the minor injury, we were completely out of kilter with our jurisdictions.
So how long are we going to wait for the premiums to come down? What kind of pressure is going to be applied?
The government have a subcommittee which is chaired by the Taoiseach to Leo Varadkar in terms of an action plan on insurance, 66 actions. I would expect they'll be sitting down and studying the guidelines in great depth, and we will then be looking to ensure that we monitor and ensure the premiums come. And we're also dealing with areas like dual pricing as well.
Let me bring in Verona Murphy on this. Verona, can we look forward to having our insurance premiums halved?
Well, I would very much hope so. I've been proactively dealing with this issue since 2018 when I actually went to DG Competition in Brussels and asked them to carry out an investigation on exorbitant premiums. But if I can just say, on a positive note, I'm a member of the Regional Technical Group, although I'm independent, that's our group. And basically, basically, we're laying before the Dáil next week a bill, the Civil Liability and Courts Amendment Bill, and that is going to deal with fraudulent claims, whereby currently we have, there is no imposition on somebody who is found to have brought a fraudulent claim. We're asking that effectively, if this bill is passed, and we will be looking for cross-party support, so I'm assuming that Ciarán and Martin and their parties
will see this
as a further enhancement and proactive approach. But what it does, significant costs, and Peter will attest to this, are incurred by individuals and businesses in defending fraudulent claims. And what we're asking in this bill is that there will be, the judges will be at liberty to present that fraudulent case to the DPP,
once again,
that a fine of up to 5,000 euros
This is a priority under the government's Action Plan and Insurance. And I've no doubt when the bill is being brought forward by Verona and her colleagues, government will consider it. Everyone, I think, there's cross-party support. We have to find a way to bring premiums down.
And you're going to support this as one way to deal with the fraudulent claims, Ciarán. I can't comment on the content until I've seen it.
Yeah, that's a matter for consideration by government.
There has been a very lackluster approach to fraudulent claims. And most of the time, these claims are struck out or withdrawn and people walk away, but leaving the actual defendant or the insurance with thousands and thousands of euros in legal costs.
Okay, I'm going to have to...
This is how we address it.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to have to leave that there. We'll take a break.